Today's Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 129. Matt Scott is joined by Todd Puma and myself, talking about One Wire Tech in virtual reality headsets. Todd Puma starts off talking about how VR technology has progressed and how it could impact the AV market space.
It seems like everything is a trickle-down effect or trickle-up effect, whatever you want to consider the commercial market versus the residential market. But I believe that this is going to hit us sooner than later, especially with the VR technology becoming more of like an Alexa voice control and kind of request from our customers. But with technology streaming and audio coming to it a lot faster, of course, we're going to want to, you know, get involved in that. But we have fiber, right? Mm-hmm. Fiber has been one of those cables that we've kind of been using, but not been using as much as we should. And Cat 6 has been doing the job, but it's one of those other options that we're going to give to our clients that they could have to build a better solution to get them the best resolutions and also future-proof them for, you know, future products coming out, you know, later on in the years.
Tim, Todd touched on an interesting aspect of it, which is fiber. Is this something where, you know, fiber may have just priced itself out from a durability standpoint? And also, how surprised are you that it seems that HD-based T wasn't able to produce the type of frame rates and resolutions that VR is looking for?
Fiber has historically been incredibly expensive, especially when you can put it up against Cat 5. However, those prices have come down drastically in the last 2 to 3 years. The other knock against fiber has also been historically that it's difficult to terminate, especially in the field. A number of companies have come out with solutions that address that. Corning has a solution. I know that Belden also has a solution that they released not this past Infocom, but Infocom before last. That's basically you just click it. Basically, there's no cleaving. There's no polishing. There's no anything. You just kind of put the fiber in. You put the connector in, and you're good to go. I am, though, surprised that HD-based T wasn't able to come up with a solution. And it may not be, you know, due to HD-based T's failure as it is the success of USB-C. Understand what that is. I mean, the adoption rate of that is much faster, at least it appears to be, than USB 2.0. And some of the reason for that is because of the higher power rates. Some of it also be because of the higher frame rate transports. The other thing is you've got companies like Apple and you have companies like the PC manufacturers who have jumped on board of this and go, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. We don't have to have, you know, VGA or HDMI or anything else. We can do, you know, video and audio and power and all this stuff over a single cable. And so the technology, the resources started going to USB-C because the computer manufacturer was like, oh, hey, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so from a media standpoint, the audience was there. So the technology was like, okay, let's kind of just start drilling down into that. And so you've got, you know, phone manufacturers now, and you have some of the car manufacturers who are adding USB-C to their connectivity. And so you've got this groundswell. And I see this, to Todd's point, is pushing into residential and eventually into commercial as well, where USB-C is going to be a very viable, and it's going to start a very viable transport for folks, not just in computers, but also in our conference rooms, in our boardrooms, and in our living rooms, where folks are wanting to connect, you know, these devices to displays and to VR.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.